This is the Real Ass Podcast. Here's your host, Luis J. Gomez.
What is up, Real Ass Dudes? It is me, Luis J. Gomez. Hi, how are you guys today? Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast, here from the Gas Digital Studios in the East Village, in the lovely New York City, hanging out with the international superstar, Zach Amico.
Hey, buddy.
What's going on, Paolo? How are you?
I'm doing great. How you doing, Louie?
Very excited to have two guests in the studio today. If you guys, first of all, you're watching this live on Friday, you're like, oh my God, this is crazy. We come here every week. Fridays at noon. We can always depend on the Real Ass Podcast to deliver us the comedic news and information that we expect week after week. But I will be honest with you people, because I'm a Real Ass dude and this is the Real Ass Podcast, I will let you know we are not live right now. We are not live. This is a Tuesday night before Legion of Skanks. Now, I'm pulling the curtain aside, Dave. Don't you do this.
I'm blown away by the realness.
Don't you do this, all right? I would keep it real with the fans. It's one of the major differences between me and all the other pretenders out there. So, unfortunately, we weren't able to have Chris Tinkler, Chris Scopo in studio.
We're just going to be real. A lot of people would tell you they're here.
Yeah.
But we're just going to be real and let you know they're not here right now. Okay?
If there wasn't video, it would be hard to tell.
We got two great fill-ins, two regulars on the Real Ass Podcast, and two very good friends of mine. Comic Dave Smith is here.
Hello.
Dave Smith is here. Kicking ass and taking names. Dave, just scoot over a little bit to your left. Just a tiny bit, buddy. Move your chair. And also, returning champion, one of the best in the biz, becoming quickly one of my very good friends as well. I said this about Micah last week. I think I'm even closer
this time
to you.
No way.
I mean it this time. I was.
But you and Micah are like very close.
Me and Micah are
very. You guys do a lot of things together.
You guys tell each other everything. Thing.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. Me and you, we're like this. Wow. I'm the taller one.
I'm overwhelmed.
That's their dicks.
Wait, which one's my dick?
Karen Feehan is here, guys.
Hi.
Returning champion, Karen Feehan comes back to the show.
Hi.
Look, I'm very excited about today's show. Dave's here, which here's the thing. Usually on the show, we have a segment called Guess the News. We're not doing it just yet. We don't need to guess the news because Dave Smith, if you guys know anything about him,
he's the news.
He's the news. That's if you were a pro wrestler, we would call you Dave the News Smith.
The news is here.
Oh my God, ladies and gentlemen.
The news wasn't scheduled for tonight.
He is lulling everyone to sleep with his boring stories about today's news. You know what I'm thinking? I was on the train this morning and I got a newspaper because my headphones died. And I was like, you know what, dude, why don't, like, they literally in the newspaper pick out the stories that we should be talking about. You know what I'm saying? It was
Wait,
a weird thing.
On,
back in the day, like on late night talk shows, they would just open up the newspaper and then they would go through like the headlines and same thing with Stern. They would just use that as like a point of reference to just kind of talk about shit for the day. And people don't really read newspapers anymore. And it's like all over the fucking place.
What is?
Like just the news. Like it's all like, I don't know, man. I think for
me, the newspaper industry is like dying.
Yeah,
people that it used to be like this huge industry and it's dying. Even most of these big major newspapers do more online business at this point than they do like hard newspaper business. But that shit's everywhere.
Yeah, a little. You and Karen basically have to be
well,
on
no,
top
because
of
it's,
each
it's
other.
Where the mic is, and you don't want me to move
He's
the
so
camera. Okay,
of me.
So I have to. You understand that, right?
Okay, I get what you're saying. All right, so why don't we do
it's
this?
It's not my fault. It's
I'm
the way your studio
great.
Set up.
I'm gonna move this forward a little bit right here. Now you move your mic over.
There we go.
All right, is that okay? Is that good?
If you want me, I'll be all up in Karen's shit.
Get up on Karen's shit.
I don't consent.
But people
That's
don't
never
read,
mattered for me.
People don't read the newspapers. I stopped reading the newspapers when I moved to Manhattan, when I stopped riding the subway for like an hour at a time. And it's been really weird because you just realize that like all of the news that we get is from Facebook and social media now. And just the idea of opening up a newspaper and just seeing what's going on today, people can just complete. It's so funny, like, it's just such a different way that we actually consume it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think it's been that industry has been kind of revolutionized. But I don't think it's just social media and Facebook. It's like people now go to these sites. You know, there's things like, I mean, like Huffington Post and, you know, like these
I'm not
major.
Familiar. What is that?
You know what I mean? Like these are big, big sites that people go to. That's how they get their news now. So it's a lot more like you'll just read about the shit you want to read about.
Yeah.
So you don't go through, okay, this is just what all the issues going on are. You go like, okay, I want to read about feminism or conservatism.
I read one thing today. There's a guy, and Ralph, if you could fact check this, I want to find out where this guy fucking lives. I read, this was in the newspaper today. He has a penis that he had grafted from like skin from his arm.
Oh, a 3D printed penis?
No, not a 3D printed penis. It's actually a
Can they 3D print penises?
And he can press a button to make it erect, okay? and he is...
Oh, dude, I got to think about my 7th grade...
You mean like a dick robot?
Girlfriend. It's kind of like a dick robot. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So he can fucking... He can do that, and he's going to lose his virginity to this, like, dominatrix. Wait, bitch.
Why didn't he have a dick to start with?
Because he got into a car accident when he was 6. Yes, Ralph?
He's from Russia. I'm looking it up right now.
He's from Russia.
It's an actual fact. It was the first time it was done, grafted from a forearm.
Wait, are you telling me the Soviets beat us in the, in the robotic dick race?
The technical term is phalloplasty.
Oof. We got to the moon first. We're one for one.
Dude, that but that was in the news. But how did that not show up in my algorithm on Facebook? If Facebook...
Because it's dictated by whatever you like.
Dictated. I see what you did there.
Thank you.
Karen Feehan with the puns, guys. Thank Pun you. Of the day, Karen Feehan, guys.
I'm a genius.
Yeah, but if you know me, how would you not know that I want to find out about this robot dick guy from Russia?
That's a good point.
Why am I finding out about fucking Obama's gun control laws when all I want to do is find out about this robot dick guy from Russia?
Obama didn't say anything about it.
Yeah. Seriously, like ignoring the issues.
He has like a closet full of his own robot dick.
Just on and on about that Sandy Hook bullshit. There's robot dicks.
People are going to send their robot dicks and shoot up schools with them.
How much would that fuck you up if you lost your dick in a car accident?
Oh my God. Imagine you had a robot dick and then you let your kid take it to school and your kid went to Sandy Hook. And then someone just came and shot up the school, and they're like, it's all taped off. Dude, you can't go in
or
there.
Or if your kid was like, my robot and he brought it in a briefcase.
He brings it in a violin case.
Is it attached to his nerves? Can he feel it? Like,
I don't know. Ralph, can he feel... Ralph, can he feel his penis?
Because if he just feels like he's dry humping, what's the point?
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, the feeling of... Even if you didn't feel good, because I'm going to be honest with you, condoms... They basically make sex nearly... If I'm fucking a chick, it's the 10th time I've had sex with her, I can't even feel anything. I can't... I mean, maybe...
That also says a lot about the women you have sex with.
No, that's not true. I'm telling you right now, it is...
That's one of the greatest things I've ever heard.
A condom makes it like the sensation is completely gone.
You're going to throw a condom and it's not new pussy at me? You're going to throw both of those at me? Are you kidding me? In America, in 2015...
So I'm saying
coward bags. That's
16.
What I call
it. I'm sorry.
However, the idea of still fucking a girl with my giant robot dick would still kind of it would still do something for me. It would
like
still
a video
stimulate
game.
Me. How? Yeah.
But if you can't feel anything.
Yeah, but it's still her feeling something.
Oh.
See, Karen, that's how broken you are inside.
I know.
Yeah, I mean, okay, but it definitely is a lot worse. Than being able to feel it.
Would you rather not have?
Oh no,
dick,
I'm not.
Would you
I'd
rather
take
have
a
robot dick,
dick
with
a
skin grafted
I'm
form?
I'm gonna be slaying tons of puss with that robot dick. I'm
robot saying, pussies. It's an untapped market.
I'd just be going to sci-fi conventions, picking up bitches.
You just in cosplay, but check this out. shit! I wish Joe List was here so he could do a Jetson sound because mine would make my dick have that sound. you would rather have a robot dick than no dick at all.
Well, yeah, obviously. What type of choice is that?
All right, this is actually a choice.
Would I just finger bang girls
for
the rest of your life?
I'd rather have a Play-Doh dick than no dick at all.
Would you rather have, let me ask you a question. Would you rather, you're 6 years old, okay. Would you rather have your parents.
I'll take the robot dick.
Would you rather have your parents turn you into a female? Because at that point, and by the way, they do that a lot with like babies when they're in car accidents.
Yeah, I've heard.
And if they have their like genitalia ripped off, they'll just say, all right, well, you're just going to live your life as a girl because it's going to be easier than...
And if they get you before puberty or anything like that, I think they can, you know what I mean, like actually make it...
Yeah, you're
going to
be...
Like that, you're never going to develop into a man. Like, you're not... Yeah, no, I think I'm still going to go with robot dick. It's just being a man is just so much better on so many levels. And that, by the way, this is nothing... It's not like... Unlike what feminists say, it's not about society.
No,
it's course. Just biology. Right. I would just so much rather be a man. On so many levels, so I'd go man.
I'd rather be a woman. I mean, I would never want to be a man.
If you had a fully functional man brain, you'd get what I was saying.
I think you guys are disgusting.
Your brain's only thinking at 77% of the capacity of our brains.
This is dollar thinking over here. All right. Settle down, 77
But I have
cents.
To look at so many of you, and I just think you guys are gross. Like
we
way,
are pretty
the
gross.
The way you're set up like that.
What do you mean?
Neat stuff down there.
Oh, like our dicks?
Your dicks and your balls. That was my next question.
No, you're not going to have
your
a
balls?
Dick.
I know, but do you still have your balls?
Oh, that's a good question.
Oh, you have robot balls.
Whoa, that's, wait a minute.
Yeah, baby, lick my robot balls.
Because I feel like if you still have your working balls, you could probably still like shoot a load out your robot dick. They could set that up.
Well, I think.
Can I shoot a robot load?
I think he
you
did.
You can make it have graffiti. You can make it different colors. You can make it have sparkles.
It's like one of those things you pull on New Year's.
Oh my God, they would be like
poppers.
Like paintball
and
like
under the door
faces.
Like Secret World of Alex Mack.
It'd be face painting. Girls would get their faces painted.
All right, we're getting a little bit off topic, but I think that's a good point, though. If you have your balls, that's another thing. If you're able to reproduce, then it becomes a whole other aspect to this robot dick theory, because then you go, it's not just about sex and feeling good. Then it becomes, you know, I want to have a kid one day.
Yeah, but reproducing isn't practical in this robot dick scenario.
I think
it is, because he wants to have a family, this guy said.
He's inventing a robot dick that he can actually jizz through?
It says that all of the nerve endings were reattached and all the veins were reattached.
What?
Oh, hold on. We're not getting into this at all. If the nerve endings are reattached, then you're saying he can feel sex again.
And by the
again.
Way, he gave himself an 8-inch dick.
So he just has an 8-inch dick that he can snap to a boner?
I would rather.
I will cut off my dick right now.
Everybody's going to start cutting their dick. What, are you going to donate your dicks to Dicks
let's
for
get,
Love
let's
or
Let's all
whatever?
Get in cars and crash into each other right now. Dick first.
Dick first. Dude, T-bone me right in the dick.
Some of you are going to really, die.
We got to time this.
I'm willing to risk that.
It's so worth it. I get an 8-inch dick that I get to press a button. It's got a hard-on and it just feels good. And I keep my erection the whole time.
And I just get a hard-on. I don't have to like yell at her to shut up for
That's
5 minutes.
I have an 8-inch dick. Why? And Lewis is dead.
Oh, fuck me, dude. That is so funny. Can you get herpes through it, though? And would you care?
Why would you? It's a robot dick. Why would you care? It's like a purse.
I guess.
Oh, my purse has herpes. Who cares?
Who gives a shit? Just get the skin just fucking shaved off of it, put new skin on it.
Yeah.
I'm very intrigued. Do they have any pictures, Ralph, of the robot dick?
They have pictures of him, but not of his dick.
Can we see him? Can you pull a picture of him up on the screen? Because if he's a handsome guy, I'm
if
debating
like
trading my life for
like
him.
Okay.
I'm just picturing his dick like losing part of the skin and it has a red eye on the head like Terminator.
This is the guy?
Yeah.
I thought it was an Indian guy.
No, it's a Russian guy.
Have you, hold on, let me ask you a question though. How old is this story that you're seeing, Ralph? Because this was from today in the newspaper.
Let's see.
I think we're talking about a different guy, but either way.
No, this is 2 years ago.
Yeah. Mm. This guy's dick is probably nowhere near as... Dude, robot dick technology has come leaps and bounds in the past 2 years.
2014 was a slow year, but they made up those gains in 2015.
It immediately makes me think of like a mad scientist with like different fittings for his robot dick.
How cool would that be?
Like, I'm thinking violent.
I would get my dick shaped like the rabbit. Just fucking stimulate the clit and the puss at the same time.
Yeah, you'd only do... Like, nice. I'm thinking like a guy that makes it into like... Puts like razors on it.
Who would do that?
Here you go. Here's the guy.
This is the... Yeah, this guy's nowhere near as handsome. Okay. Yeah, he looks like...
He's Scottish, apparently.
He's an Indian Scottish guy named Muhammad.
I was trying to do Scottish accent. I can't. That was...
So, all right. So, and is it the same thing with him? I mean, I'm assuming that they attach the nerve endings. That's the idea of it. Otherwise, you have a fucking dildo. Who cares? You could have a strap on, you know?
But I just wonder the accident he's in when he got his dick ripped off, like how much maybe some of his stomach went too. Like, I don't know how deep it went.
Question, Karen. This actually, we're going to reverse the question here. This is how brilliant we are on this show. Nobody thinks the way we do.
Start talking about my clit?
No. Let's say you got into a horrible car accident. Okay.
Clit first.
Clit first. You could either have your mashed up vagina turned into a penis and be a guy now, or you could have a robot pussy.
She's gonna
where you can't feel anything.
Dude, fuck some chick with like mashed up soft vagina meat. How would that
basically
work?
She got hit in the stomach so hard it came out as
wait.
So no, the question is, you lose all feeling in your vagina and you have no more vagina. It's just the way you're born, where it was just a closed hole. It's just boom, just done, gone. It's just a hole. It's nothing there.
Like
you look
a
like
Barbie
a
vagina.
A Barbie
is
pussy.
It pretty? That sounds like pretty though, like whatever.
But you can't be. There's no sexual
that
thrill.
That would suck.
You
okay, my life
sex.
Is now tragic. What is
okay.
the solution?
Or
I have a
this
robot.
Is when you're six.
Yeah,
no,
cool.
No, you're not listening.
Okay.
Let the doctor tell you your options.
The robot pussy is the one option.
Uh-huh.
But you can't feel anything.
Okay. Yeah.
Or you could turn into a man when you're six.
I would still want to be a girl.
You'd still want to be a girl with a robot.
I know myself, and at six, I would definitely still want to be a girl.
What is it such
even
a like?
More so at
you'd
six.
Be such a pussy of a guy. You have such a smart mouth. I just crack this tiny dude in his head.
Just crying right away. Jesus.
I work better as a woman.
Yeah.
That guy talked a lot of shit and then really wasn't ready to fight. Wait, so if a guy fucks her in her robot pussy, what does it feel like for the guy?
Amazing, I'm sure.
Like a regular pussy, or does it feel like a
does
robot?
Does it feel like a fleshlight?
It feels like, you remember that, what's that ride at the carnival where you stick to the wall? It's like that, it just spins.
The Gravitron.
Just sucks.
Why can't I move? I don't understand it, but I'm stuck.
It feels like awesome robot sex, that's what it feels like.
Yeah. So you could still let guys, you could still let guys bang you and just kind of like pretend you're into it. You're like, oh yeah, fuck my robot pussy.
Yeah,
but really
I mean,
you're not feeling anything.
Or you
really
could just
dark.
Be like trannies and let your asshole do the heavy lifting.
That's also true.
Some like girls heroes. Do like, yes.
That's probably what I would end up having to do.
Yeah, a lot of anal.
Yeah.
Can you get pleasure through anal?
That way, yeah.
You can.
Here's my thing. I enjoyed anal with a particular person during a time in my life where I was drinking a lot, to be honest. So it was like.
So you think it might have been the alcohol?
It was real loose and fun.
Just cut scene. She's passed out. She's getting plowed in the ass.
Wait, from what he said, I didn't complain.
I don't know,
it's a homeless guy in an alleyway.
It was a particular guy.
This one guy.
But he was having a really tough time.
He used to collect bagels outside of Dunkin' Donuts after they closed.
He came by. He gave this really great speech on a subway car. And
so you used to enjoy it when you were drunk.
Yeah.
I've heard many girls say that before. That's like they've had good experiences with anal, but a lot of times it's like drunk or something like, you know.
Might just be the lack of inhibition, so they're not nervous about it.
It's a multiple. It's a lot of things. It's that.
I think it's actual physical relaxation.
You
don't
feel as much pain. Like that's why people like when they like bust their faces open when they're drunk or they get really hurt when they're drunk. They're like fine, and then the next day they're like.
And you've done that multiple times as well.
So many times.
Well, you know, you always hear the story about like you know, like drunk driver like kills three people. The driver walks away fine, and there is something to that. There's like when you fight in the octagon. Yeah, but it's like you're supposed to be kind of like loose when you fight. You don't want to be stiff. If you're stiff, you get knocked out a lot easier.
It's like the art of falling.
Yeah, exactly.
You
so
do the least amount of damage to yourself.
You apply that same thing in your butthole.
Well, that's
business.
What poppers are for.
Okay.
Karen, you're coming up on your anniversary.
I'm so. Would you guys get me?
We're gonna bring
butt
you on
sex.
The show.
Robot herpes.
Thank you.
Robot butt sex.
Dude, I got the robot clap. It fucking burns.
How would you treat it? Like some solvent or something?
Karen, you're coming up on your anniversary, which is 1 year without a drink. You had your rock bottom on Legion of Skanks. We're not going to do it today on the show because we didn't prepare anything. But we are bringing you on the Real Ass Podcast. We want to break down... Your
it sounds like a living nightmare.
That's a mean thing to do.
Thank you so much.
It's already out. It's been broken down.
I'm not going to play the clips of you picking your nose and eating it, or whatever you did with the chicken, the regurgitated chicken. I won't do that to you.
The chicken like doesn't bother me as much as the booger stuff.
The fact that this girl ate
me.
Who just eats? Why did you eat your boogers again?
I don't know.
Dare you?
I'm like they probably like in my head did.
I bet these people think I won't eat my boogers. These fucking faggots think I won't eat my boogers. I'll eat my fucking boogers right here. What are all you?
Karen, you're coming up on a year.
It's making me uncomfortable on behalf of her.
I think that was really funny.
I don't actually. I'm grabbing some at Legion. What are you going to do to celebrate? You're not getting drunk, obviously.
No, I don't know. Nothing. Just hopefully survive.
You can't wait for that fucking Facebook post, though, right?
I don't know.
One year today? It's everyone. Come on.
Yeah, but my thing is I've already done it, like, once. I've already played that game.
The year, though? You got to the year?
I went to 2.5 years before.
How many likes? How many likes on the year?
A ton. Like, close to, like, 200. It's like, oh, I hear you. Thank you.
I got 350 for a dude comic lunch yesterday.
That's so gay.
So I was on... But you have to pull. You have to pull.
I think when you say
a year of sobriety, I think that's a big deal, even if it's your second time around.
Yeah, but I still do like drugs. So I'm like, I don't know. I don't need to be sober.
Yeah, but if you had a kid and it died, you wouldn't be like as excited the second time to do the same thing.
Right.
So she killed her baby.
Sweet metaphor.
Oh, is your second kid 1 year old? Okay. We all know how this bullshit ends.
So,
like, that's the other thing. I try not to be too preachy or self-righteous about this stuff because I still do so many drugs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not, like, all the time, but on special occasions.
Yeah, you'll get down. I mean, you're going to probably smoke pot right now. I mean, I think that counts. Here's the thing. I'm giving up alcohol very, 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 very soon. Like, we're like, dude... I think Ship
Rock. Everybody's very, dude, very.
I think Ship
Rock
is my last hurrah.
That's really funny.
And I'll tell you why. It's just because.
That's really funny, you guys.
I missed it. I apologize.
She said everybody's very, very, very convinced.
I shipwrecked. I'm going to be on a boat for 5 days with Ralph Sutton. And you know, if you've ever hung out with Ralph for more than a day,
you're does not drink.
You need to have some drinks
Ralph,
if you're hanging
you don't
out with
drink?
Ralph. No, Ralph drinks. Oh. Are you kidding me? No, I'm. Why it's just you when you're it? In that environment, you can't quit drinking 2 weeks before you go on a booze cruise.
Yeah.
You know, that's not the way it works. So I think this is going to be my last hurrah. I'm going to really go out with a bang, though. Dave went on Shiprock a couple years ago, and Dave will tell you right now. Yeah. Dave, let me tell you something, Ben. I've never seen Dave more fucked up ever. Ever in my entire life. I'm telling you.
Yeah?
Dude.
What were you doing?
Shirtless 5 in the morning with a bottle of Jack Daniels, wow. Just screaming, walking down the boat hallways.
Wow. Oh, no, look, we're on a cruise.
Party day.
All right, cruise having some fun. You know,
listen, when Limp Bizkit opens up a cruise, Lewis, you got to go hard.
Lewis was, by the way, like, you picture the story the way Lewis says it, right? And you just picture me, no shirt, with a bottle of Jack, screaming. But, like, if the actual story is just told, Lewis is right next to me, also without a shirt, yeah. Also with a bottle of Jack.
Just screaming
next to me.
I look so good
just
that
fucking
year.
Screaming next to me. You're just being maniacs and fucking getting late. Oh, I was getting laid. You didn't do anything.
But, I wish I could have gotten laid. I was living vicariously through Dave Smith. What's it called? No, but here's the thing. Like, I don't think you can go... I mean, I would love to try to get sober and go. I don't even think I could take the gig. Ralph, could you not drink on that gig?
Definitely not.
Yeah, I mean, it's just you're there.
Yeah, look, I did the gig twice, and there's no way I could imagine.
Definitely
like,
not.
What if the stakes were really high? What if there was like...
There's money involved, sure, I could do it.
If somebody said, here's $1,000, you can't drink for 5 days.
Or just like a couple of steaks. No. You know, it's just some steaks.
Just get me high, get me some steaks.
Some steaks, whatever, we're fine.
Steaks were very high today.
Well, first off, the first year, and the first year we went, dude, which I don't think there's been this since, but the first year we didn't bring weed or nothing, and they had dogs. Like when we got on there, do you remember this? The first year that me and Jay went, they had fucking dogs that came by and sniffed all of our fucking shit, these German shepherds. And then we were like, the next year we were like scared to bring weed based off that. And then the next year, Lewis came with us, and there were no dogs. And then Lewis was gone the year after that. I didn't go.
I was so upset that these motherfuckers made me not bring weed onto the boat. I was like, are you kidding? I got to buy shitty Bermuda weed or whatever the fuck we wherever we were.
Lewis, you get angry at me when I tell you not to bring weed so you don't get arrested. Mm. You get angry at me when you get arrested and I don't with the cops. I mean, what can I do here, okay? I'm trying to meet Jeff.
Actually, also, let me say this.
Bring it. But you're going to get arrested every time, okay? I'm not going in.
Give Dave a little credit. He did pay for the weed fine.
Yeah.
I got the ticket.
That was the right thing to
That's
do.
A real ass friend.
Yeah.
I wasn't
going to. But yeah.
It really hurt my month. I'm not going to lie. It was a tight month already. When the state charges a lot.
When you're a pothead, I mean, just going on a boat. It's so funny. You almost become obsessed with finding weed. My whole time. This is actually when I go on the road at any time. My first day when I go on the road, if I don't have weed that I brought with me, if I had to fly to somewhere, my first day is tweeting shit out, trying to find fans that could hook me up. The whole time I just obsess over it, and that's how I know I'm a real legitimate addict. And I would not do that over alcohol. If there's no alcohol to be found, I wouldn't lose any sleep, and I wouldn't try to go, you know, searching for alcohol.
Yeah, look, we're all me and you.
I would.
When you were drinking, you would do that shit?
Oh, like, my God.
Yeah.
You're telling me I'm not going to drink? What the fuck? I'm going to boat the sun's out? I don't understand how not to
If be. They gave me weed on the cruise and I wasn't allowed to have alcohol, that would be okay. It wouldn't kill me. If like I wasn't allowed to have alcohol, but if it's just the choice of going to the bar and spending $6 on a drink.
Yeah, no, weed's definitely my like drug of choice, but I don't know. There's a like by any technical definition, me and you are alcoholics, so they, you know, they're, but the test is almost like for anyone who drinks, you're, you know, they're like 3 to 5 a week or something like that. It's like, yeah, okay, that's just insane. But
we talked about,
I do know, like I grew up with a fucking like a people with real fucking alcohol problems, and there is a fucking difference between what we have and that. I would say me and you have real pot problems, but alcohol, I don't know. I just like to
well
get drunk.
I took a survey, and according to the survey, I'm not an alcoholic. However,
really,
I drink like 8 glasses of whiskey a night. So I don't understand.
Wait, what survey told you you're not an alcoholic?
His survey was more like, do you lie about how much you drink? Yeah. Do you hide it from people? It was more the emotional aspects of drinking, not how much you
It had nothing to do with the amount of drinks you had. It was like how you handle your alcohol.
I feel like that's part two of a test, though. You have to take the drinking one, too.
Like, no, I would have never gotten to part two had I just said, oh, I have eight.
Yeah, well, that's
I don't
really
have eight
a night.
I probably have three or four a night, but they pour, when you go to a comedy club, and you know, they pour like doubles. It's like crazy.
Two,
you're just
16
fucking.
16 a night.
Well, I probably have like four.
Okay. Oh, I see.
Yeah. So, I mean, that I don't know. I don't really know how to gauge whether it's a problem, but I know that I don't feel anywhere near, as I'm getting older, like I don't feel anywhere near as good when I'm getting fucked up all the time.
Yeah, I hear you, dude. It starts taking a toll on you, man.
Yeah, man.
I would still do it once in a while if I wasn't an alcoholic, though.
Yeah, if you could.
That would be worth it to me.
But you, yeah, I guess I'm the same way. I mean, I can't just smoke pot once a week. Oh, here, Karen, take it.
I don't, yeah. I mean, look, in my limited experience with you, you weren't such a great drunk.
Thank you.
It's good that maybe you don't do it once in a while.
So you're coming back on. All right, we're going to have Karen on the show the week of it's the 20th, right? Is your official
22nd.
The 22nd is the official last time you. Oh, cool. That, all right, we'll have you on the following Friday.
Can't wait.
And we're going to break it all down. We're going to celebrate Karen Fian's sobriety. And we're having a drinking party that day. That show.
So
we're going to play a drinking game during the show.
So mean.
But you don't really have trouble being around people getting drunk, right? Like you come to bars and shit and just
I'm a bartender.
Oh yeah, right. I forgot. Yeah, that's fucking. I don't know. I don't know how.
Because to me, alcohol is such a part of life. It's such a part of New York life. And like I've lived here for so long that I don't think necessarily pretending like it's not there is going to like benefit me. So it's like. Why not have it around all the time?
Yeah, weirdly for me, like
just better than you.
I mean, I don't I haven't quit, so I don't know about that. But I've never like with cigarettes, I don't give a fuck if I'm standing up. Like you guys were all smoking cigarettes right here.
Good,
that doesn't bother me. But if I was watching the news or if I was watching a movie and someone smokes a cigarette, that might just get me. Like weird little things just get me sometimes. Like fuck, I want a cigarette
inside?
Now.
Yeah, that happens all the time. If I watch like anything,
a movie and someone smokes a cigarette, that'll get me. For some reason, that gets me more than
like
you
Mad
smoking
Men?
One.
Well, you know what's funny? It's like cigarettes. The first time I smoke after quitting for this long, it'll literally make me nauseous, and it's gross. It tastes nasty. But there's something
so
really
sexy,
appetizing looking about a cigarette. I also like making out with chicks that smoke.
Oh, dude, I kiss them so hard when they smell like cigarette smoke. It's like that's the closest I get to smoking a cigarette.
just
making out with a chick.
Trying to suck the nicotine out of their mouth.
Dude,
hear that, ladies? Keep it up. You're doing great.
It is kind of hot. Like, it's just a badass bitch who's just smoking a cigarette. You're like, ugh, you whore. You fucking. Well,
you already know they make bad decisions.
Pig.
Yeah, like, they don't care.
Like, they're the
they're
bottom
like,
percentile.
I need this. Or, like, the health benefits don't matter to me at all. Like, I fucking need this.
Yeah, like,
right
a hot
now,
chick.
I don't care.
Dude, a hot chick in New York City who's just, like, standing there, like, smoking. You're like, what the fuck is wrong with you, dumb bitch? Come here.
You can take all those toxins. You can take a little jizz, too. Tell you that.
Is it sexy for a guy to smoke a cigarette, Karen?
Not as sexy as it is for women. No. Some guys can smoke. I mean, if you like smoke and you don't know how to smoke, then it's like a big turnoff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I can see that.
We used to I used to smoke 2 packs a day. Just literally light one with the end of
yeah,
the
I never smoked as much as you did. I used to smoke like probably a little over a pack a day. Lewis was a fucking maniac.
I do
like three in a row and shit like that.
Yeah,
like fucking,
dude, I would go to a restaurant and then in between courses have cigarettes.
That's disgusting.
I was a
so
fucking
gross. I've done that a bunch of times.
Animal,
before. Dude, that was like standard. Me and Jay when we used to like that was like standard when I was opening for him.
Like,
the order, you know,
order?
Like smoke a cigarette.
Yeah,
go back in there, maybe get appetizers and smoke a cigarette.
Yeah, I feel like I like so kind of like got like a hangout and like you get drinks and then you order and then you do this. Then it's like, yeah, I get that.
I mean, I just always
I
needed to
pattern.
Be. It was more. It was like a. It was like the addiction to like the habit as well. Oh my God, I'm very. I form like a lot of habits, so that's why when I go to the gym, I go to the gym 6 days a week. You know what I'm saying? I just need to constantly be doing it.
You're like an extremist.
Is that a word?
Yeah.
Holy shit, dude! Word of the day. It's brand new fucking word.
I invented it. It's a word now.
All right, real quick, it's time to guess the news. Ralphie, it's time to guess the news.
It's time for another edition of Guess the News.
I have to know more information. I shouldn't have read just this headline. From the headlines that I've read, this man is innocent. He is the victim.
Man, these guys don't know shit.
All right, I don't know what's going on. I know Obama had to do something with some sort of gun control.
Nailed it.
He said something about Sandy Hook that I got from Zach. I'm piecing that together. Thank you for bringing that piece of information in here, Zach.
My jokes help inform.
I read a tweet from Jim Norton, which was very funny. Let me actually pull up the tweet because I did think it was really good. Thanks, Ralph, for being conscious of the volume because Maddie is a fucking retard. So Jim tweeted, I don't mind having a president who tears up talking about murdered first graders. I know, I'm a liberal faggot. Great tweet.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming, piecing it all together again, I'm guessing the news here, Obama unleashes a new gun control plan, much more strict, talks about Sandy Hook and all of these crazy shootings that have been happening lately in America, starts tearing up when talking about Sandy Hook, touches the hearts of liberals everywhere, boom. That's one of the final things he does in his presidency. David, how close was I to guessing the news?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. But how would you not guess that?
Why read the stories?
You literally just read back his tweet.
It was a tweet.
Yeah, there's a lot more than that to it.
I don't think the only thing you really got
wrong. The only thing you really got wrong is he didn't announce anything too major.
Unleashed.
He unleashed a new plan.
Yeah, he didn't really unleash a plan. It's not a plan.
Just a giant bodyguard.
No, he just wrote an executive order, so it's not a plan.
What's
like he's doing?
Order.
It's like basically the president. It's technically not writing a law, but it's like the president writing an order of how the law is going to be enforced. So he's basically saying, everyone has to go through background checks.
More background.
He tried to close
for
like the loopholes.
Online sales and gun shows.
The online sales is a whole bunch of bullshit that's never existed. He just lied about that. Literally just made it up. He said people now can go online and get a gun with no background check, and that's just not true. But you can go to gun shows and buy them without a background check. So now I guess they're going to try to crack down on that. But it's not clear exactly how they're going to do that. And then he also announced another, like he wants like another $500 million in spending for mental health stuff, but I don't know.
Yeah,
what exactly
I'm all for it. I'm all for it. Make people jump through as many hoops as possible before you give them the ability to push a button and take somebody's life.
Yeah.
I'm not saying take their guns away. I'm just saying that, when you're worried about terrorists, when you're worried about domestic terrorists, foreign terrorists.
I mean, we just had this conversation on Legion of Skanks
in a lot of
depth. Yeah, but
we'll have it way more...
It's just not going to do. It's like it's a nice thing, I guess, to do. I don't particularly care. You know, next year when this has had absolutely zero effect, maybe people who like it could look back and go, "Oh yeah, we still." Because literally, you have the problems of gang violence in America and murders like in Chicago and shit like that.
You did mention
where 100% of them would not get legal guns, but it doesn't matter because they all have illegal guns. Then you have the mass shootings like you had in San Bernardino, Sandy Hook, like you mentioned, but those guys passed background checks. They all passed background checks. So you can have other people. Those guys didn't go get their guns at gun shows and then shoot people up. So, try. Okay.
Yeah, but I mean, I've seen breakdowns of like the statistics with the people who are committing mass shootings. These are fucked up people. They have shit wrong with them. They have fucked up violence in their backgrounds.
No. You're wrong about that. Actually, no criminal history is one of the common threads throughout.
No, not criminal. I didn't say criminal.
You said
I'm
they have crazy violence in their backgrounds.
Yeah, meaning not that they committed it. It's saying violence against
them.
Yes,
but we find this out after the fact. The truth is, lots of people have that shit, and they just don't end up shooting anyone. It's not there's nothing we would have known on paper about any of those guys. Like it's just not there.
Yeah.
So after the fact, they shoot everyone up and you go, oh, we shouldn't have let them get the gun.
Here's what I don't understand. And maybe, Dave, because you're fucking rubbing elbows with the right wings over at Fox, left, right. All right?
I'd like to think I'm challenging them.
All willy-nilly.
And shaping the future of the conservative agenda.
By the way, I will be making my debut on Fox. My Fox News debut on January 29th. I'll be on Red Eye as well.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited.
I'm not afraid to go at the big wigs up at the Fox headquarters. You think I'm afraid? Realize
I know you're not afraid.
Rattlesnakes come at people, okay? But I don't understand. I see Anthony do this a lot. I don't even understand, what is the argument against more strict background checks for people that are trying to get weapons that can harm lives and take lives of other people? Especially a libertarian like you, who you talk about infringing upon people's rights. What it's for somebody to be able to just go like click a fucking button and take somebody's life, I feel like that is infringing on everybody's fucking rights around them.
Because of course taking someone's life is infringing upon people's rights. Yeah, I don't get what the argument is.
That it can only do good to have stricter control over who can get a gun. It can only be a good thing.
Well, no, that's, I mean, I think that's absolutely wrong. I mean, there's a reason why all of the most horrible governments ever have wanted to take guns and make it harder for who can get a gun. Lots of bad can be, guns can do lots of good things too. We were literally talking about a story where a gun did a good thing recently, or some, on the last Legion of Skanks.
No, I think
some
it was
kid,
a debate. There was a debate that if it someone, was a good thing.
I don't really think so.
The kid might have been able to fucking run out the back door,
yeah, okay,
not
maybe.
Murder a man, and now have to deal with the idea that he killed a person because they were going to take his TV.
Okay,
I don't know, dude. What? And what the?
What kind of TV was it? And was the house dark, and did the TV appear to be floating?
Here, look.
He was just shooting a ghost, baby.
Here's the problem.
You can't kill a ghost twice.
The problem with your argument is this, right? It's not a matter of just saying, like, look, I'm not, like I said before, I'm not like, oh my God, this is a horrible violation of freedom and this is the worst thing Obama's ever done. I'm kind of like, okay, go ahead. And when this does nothing, at least admit it does nothing. Dude, we've had assault weapons bans before. They had handgun bans in Washington, D.C., and it was the murder capital of the world.
Assault weapons, like Mr. Fuji?
Yes. No more salt. Not from the managers. That's a good one. I don't, you know, look, dude, over the last 30 years in America, gun ownership has gone way, way up and violent crime has gone way, way down. I don't see any evidence that any of this does anything good. It's just a big, big waste of money and effort. And so politicians can go, we did something and now I want to do something to and cry over the kids all you want. It's terrible. But every single mass shooting that you could name would have still happened with this law.
You know what I'm going to say right now, Ralph, Real Ass Dude of the Week. This week's Real Ass Dude of the Week.
He's a real ass dude.
Yeah, I didn't know you still do this.
He's got a bad attitude. One might feel he's real. He's a real ass dude.
President Obama, Real Ass Dude of the Week. And you know what? They got him on Mark Maron's What the Fuck. I'm going to make a push to try to get him on the Real Ass Podcast. I'm going to have my people call his people. We'll see what we can
WTF,
do.
WTF, comedians and cars getting coffee. Dude.
Yeah, why not?
Gas
right?
Digital.
Why not?
Yeah.
Dude, Obama,
shoot for the stars and you'll reach the sky.
So let me ask this. Why is it that Obama cries so much when he talks about the kids at Sandy Hook, but yet like when they announce that they just accidentally blew up a hospital in Afghanistan, killed a whole bunch of Doctors Without Borders, doctors, nurses, sick people, when he drones
kids?
And... Oh, yeah. Obama's drone campaign has killed fucking... hundreds of kids all over
so
countries
funny.
That went
out. I never
and he doesn't cry for
what,
that. By the way, I've never seen him cry for the shit he does. That'd be my real ass dude. If he fucking cried for one of the people he fucking murders.
Can you not?
No.
He's my real ass dude. Don't shit on him. You're kind of...
Fuck
your
real
of,
ass dude.
You're fucking with my segment this week. You know, I mean, I understand it. Like, if you feel that way, but maybe save it for next week.
No. I'm
not
coming
at
out
the end
right
of,
at you.
Not at the end of the honor that I just bestowed upon Obama, who I'm actively trying to get on as a guest of the Real Ass Podcast.
Well, I'm sorry if I blew that for you.
I'm sorry. Barry.
B-Rock,
listen, just come on the show. Dave won't be here. I'll make sure Dave's not here, okay? I'm not going to have you deal with any of that shit. Karen Fian, you've remained mum because you don't need a gun. You have the weapon of your womanhood. I understand that. But what's going on? Do you think I'm ready? I think Dave's right because there can only be one.
I think you both make good points. I don't think it's such a black and white issue.
Right down the middle, Karen. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Very political.
Karen Feehan.
I think the mental health issue is like at the base of like most of these mass shooting stuff, and I think that should be the approach, but I don't know. Man.
I do wonder exactly what it is. I mean, look, in my grandfather's day, like they had far, far less gun controls, much, much easier to get guns back then, but people didn't really commit these mass shootings, and yeah. They had other fucked up things, but this is kind of, it's like since Columbine, and I don't know, I heard other people, someone was saying to me the other day, like the best thing you could do is just like, you know, like make a deal with all the news organizations, don't publish their names, don't publish their manifestos, keep this, I don't know if it's that we put every weird kid on a cocktail of fucking drugs, I don't know what it is, but it's not just the guns.
And by the way, I don't know if it's the manifesto is making these kids fucking go out and do it, I don't know, I think that's a very,
I think
like,
there's some copycat shit to that. I mean, it really did start with Columbine, and then all of a sudden, this is like a thing now. Like, this is what troubled kids fucking do.
Those guys were Real Ass Dudes of the Week back then.
They were the first ever Real Ass
first
Dudes
ever
of the
Real
Week.
First ever Real Ass Dudes of the Week, those two. They look,
he's a real ass dude.
They've got a bad attitude. Hey, look, they don't like being pushed, these guys. And it's a real ass attitude that these guys had. Am I wrong or am I right?
They got some sweet ass trench coats.
These, look, you call them fucking nerds, they're going to come back and they're going to come at you 10 times harder, all right?
The trench coat was a good look, by the way.
It was great.
It's kind of forever tainted.
Forrest, you remember Forrest, my first roommate in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
He was from Rockland County, and he used to wear a trench coat, and like right through it, dude. And then he loved it, because then everyone started being intimidated by him. He just wasn't a kid. They used to just call him a faggot. Then that happened, and he was still wearing the trench coat.
Hey, faggot, how's it going? Sorry about
that. Faggot Forrest. Whoa.
Whoa, settle down, faggot.
All right, let's do the let's get the MMA segment. Maddie's not here, but I it's actually a great topic, specifically because Karen's here, and it's not really that you don't have to be that much of an MMA fan to really get into this topic.
Here's your go-to for all things in the world of MMA. It's the Maddie Jester Skulls Hammer Fisting segment of the day.
Let's get it all.
All right, officially announced today, Ronda Rousey going to be hosting Saturday Night Live, January 23rd, I believe it is. Okay, bring it down a little rough. Thanks. January 23rd, Ronda Rousey. Very interesting. Very interesting. What I think is the most interesting thing of all is, like, how does Holly Holm feel? Holly Holm just knocked this bitch out brutally, but she's got fucking bucktooth white trash face, so nobody wants to put her on SNL. They're still going to put Ronda on SNL hosting it.
Maybe she didn't want to do it. Maybe
yeah, but why?
She didn't want to host SNL.
Yeah, you don't get hosting SNL by winning a fight. Yeah, Ronda's been in movies and shit, so she's acted. That's why she's probably able to host it.
But it's also a little weird that they're letting her host SNL coming off of that knockout.
But they're not booking an MMA event. You're saying she can't host SNL coming off a loss.
I'm just saying.
It's not getting a title shot.
Unprecedented. When have you seen a fighter coming off a knockout loss host Saturday Night Live? Name one other time, Dave.
But why would it be a problem?
Name one other time.
Has anyone ever hosted
Saturday
Night Live?
Somebody fact check. Ralph, can you go check and see if there's ever been an MMA fighter that coming off a knockout loss came out and hosted SNL?
Right, but has anyone ever come off a win and hosted?
Dave, it's not a point that I want you to make right now.
Yeah.
All right.
How often do MMA fighters host SNL?
I don't think they ever have.
Right. I think Rihanna's been a musical guest. She's got a bad record.
She's 0-1. I mean, Ronda Rousey was on a roll before that one loss, at least.
You don't think it's a little bit weird that, or they didn't even at least do it when she was like on the comeback trail, like you right?
Oh yeah, great. Another thing to distract her from training.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't know. I don't really find it that weird. I don't think winning or losing has anything. She's by far the most famous, you know, chick fighter.
Are you excited? Are you going to watch it, Dave?
Probably not.
I don't really watch that. Like, I feel like they're going to ever throw people around a lot. Like, right? That's what I'm envisioning.
If they don't write a sketch where she gets knocked out in it in the most brutal way, and I think they will. I think the whole idea is if you go on to any type of comedy show, I think you have to have a thick skin. You know, and if she makes it like in her contract where it's like, oh, well, we can't.
Holly Holm, now that chick has some thick skin.
Dude, we'll be fucking awesome if Holly Holm just shows up and kicks her in the head. Oh, Holly,
Tonya Harding.
Yeah.
That'd be funny.
Where are you, Karen? Will you watch it? Will you watch Ronda?
I mean, I'm gonna say yeah now, but probably not.
Do you look up to Ronda Rousey at all as a woman?
I think she's great. She's doing what she wants to do, right? So, good for her.
No woman power. You don't feel any type of fucking like, oh shit, we could do what men do even better. Because I feel like a lot of women, that's why they love her.
I mean, no, that doesn't cross my mind.
Okay. Can you give Karen a little more volume, Ralph? She's a little low. She's a tiny, tiny thing. Zach, you gonna watch it?
I'll probably at least watch highlights. I mean, I think The Rock, when he hosted SNL for the first time, was his transition from wrestling to becoming a huge superstar.
And he was coming off a loss to Stone Cold.
Exactly.
But they still let him host.
But him being on SNL, that's when people realized he was funny as shit.
She just fucking snot onto that.
Yes, I did. Thanks for pointing it out. Is that on camera? Was that on camera? Damn it, that'd be
what
so
happened?
Good if it was on camera. I laughed and snotted onto the mic.
Ew.
I'm sorry for calling that out. I just thought it was funny.
Thanks. You're going to ruin my chances with Karen Fian.
All right. Hear that.
All right, you can cut the music, Ralph. Yeah. So, New Year's Eve just happened. You guys do anything interesting?
I had Molly.
Cool.
That's pretty interesting. How was it?
It was good.
You know what? I take back your sobriety. You know what? Forget it.
Yeah, right.
It's not just like you're smoking weed. You're doing hard drugs.
Yeah, special occasions like Halloween, New Year's Eve.
I give you more credit. You're just a bad drunk, and you realize that.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, I need to cut that.
That's
out.
My thing.
And then but you're like not
yeah,
a bad.
Yeah, but the fact that you can do those things and then not go, all right, I need a drink after that. That's kind of cool.
Is it though?
Molly's not the type of thing you
want to drink.
You
don't know how I feel inside.
If I do coke, I would need booze.
Coke? Yeah, yeah. I guess. But Molly, it's more, to me, isn't something you want to like
drink. If you smoke enough weed, you can ride the coke wave. It can be a good time. You get like a PB&J. You can make it happen. Get a pineapple juice.
So you did Molly on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
I never really liked Molly. I don't.
I like Molly more than coke for now.
Molly, it's like, it just, you know what it feels like? Because I did ecstasy when I was like younger a lot, like a ton. My boss would like sell it to me. And we would do a ton of it. And it was great.
What job was this?
New Genesis.
Oh, wait, Mark?
Mark, yeah.
I literally almost just
said
New
Genesis?
Yeah, New Genesis. Oh. They were like Christians, but he would sell me drugs. So
he really was such a fucking weirdo. He'd be like, yeah. Here, take this. You'll get closer to Jesus.
Yeah, dude. And he fucking, we would do like 3, 4, 5 pills a night. We'd just go out. We'd be psychos. And I loved it. It felt so good. Ecstasy felt so fucking good. And then Molly came out and they're like, dude, it's pure MDMA. Think about ecstasy times 10. And it feels like I'm about to trip on ecstasy the whole time.
Okay, can I tell you what, dude? And this is what I think it is, right? So that when I first did Molly, I did Molly a bunch like the first year I was in comedy. And that I would literally tell you exactly what people said, what you just said. I was like, dude, it's pure ecstasy. It literally was that. Everything you're describing, that's what it was. It was better than ecstasy. Pure fucking ecstasy. The shit I've done now, like at the Creek and shit like that with you, is what you're talking about. It's just the stuff. It's just not good.
Yeah, what is it?
I don't know. It's just not good Molly.
It's just, I don't think it's Molly. I don't know what the fuck it is. I think we're dipping our finger in powdered sugar and then fucking pretending we feel good. It's just awful. Maybe it's the heroin they used
sometimes,
to cut it with.
Yeah, it just feels really close to like you just eating coke or something. It's sometimes it just makes me feel anxious. It depends. It depends on my mind state too, though.
Yeah. So New Year's Eve, anything fun happen on Molly?
Me and Micah were at a show at Matchless, and that was fun.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Could you do comedy on Molly?
Just a little bit before.
Did comedy on mushrooms recently.
Me too.
Like this summer. I think it was 4th of July, and I went to...
Like did an actual set while you were tripping?
Yeah.
What?
I went to fucking Kumia's, and...
That's right, but Ari.
Fucking... Ari Shaffir, and he's, you know, we're like getting up there. We were going, because Kumi is having like a big 4th of July party at his fucking beautiful house. This is, you know, back in the days, no charges being brought. Just a good time. And we're hanging out, and Ari's just like, oh, come here, dude, fucking shrooms. I was like, fuck, man, I got a show. I got to go back into the city to do a spot. And he's like, just a stem and a cap, bro, stem and a cap. And I just ate a stem and a cap. And then a couple more, and then like another fistful. And before I know it, I'm tripping balls. And I got to come back. And man, that subway ride, I couldn't believe I was doing it. I had Mike, Thug Jew intern Mike, drove me, but then we hit crazy traffic, so I had to like jump out at the Creek and jump on the subway. It was insane. Then I went there, and it was just a terrible show.
Yeah.
Just a terrible show.
But did you feel bad? You know how you like feel bad on mushrooms at one point almost every time, or I do anyway. Like, did you feel like, oh, fuck, dude, I suck, and sort of getting in your head about not doing well at comedy?
No. I was literally just like in a world where I was like, how the fuck am I going to go do comedy right now? And I was just sitting on like a New York City subway watching like just tons of people come in and out. And I was like, this is fucking nuts. And then I went and I think just did an average job.
Yeah. Zach, could you do that?
No way.
Yeah, no. I get so zonked out. Yeah.
I can't walk sometimes from a mud. Dude, last time I did mushrooms, I couldn't get off the couch. Like my leg stopped working.
Yeah.
I can't imagine having to perform for people.
Yeah, that's not going to help your goal to lose 25 pounds for a Karen Feehan hand job.
Okay.
He doesn't care.
I haven't had...
Is that all you are away from Karen?
He doesn't want...
I haven't had bread, rice, or pasta since Sunday.
I need you to listen to me for a minute. Okay, first of all...
I haven't had a carb since Sunday.
Ralph, can you do me a favor? Can you switch it to the 3-shot and then go grab the scale for us? We're going to officially
we can weigh
Zach now.
Oh, you're so brave.
Well, keep talking. You're 25 pounds away from laying down a hand job. The way I look at this, you got a month. Too.
And you have to do it on the show. We already decided it.
What?
You don't know. We're not going to. You're just going to see your shoulder moving. It's like it's going to look
not
like
a shitty hand.
Oh, I'm glad you guys practice.
Like this, one of these.
Good.
All right.
These seats aren't very conducive for hand job. Your belly's like.
Yeah,
his belly's not conducive to
hand job. I actually need
job.
To lose the weight to get a hand job in this chair.
I think I got maybe the best hand job I've ever had as an adult a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, not like, it was just like, it was on the level. I literally compare this chick and one Asian massage place. I think are the two best hand jobs I've ever gotten.
Well, let's talk about hand job technique first, but let's weigh in Zach.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I didn't realize we were ready. I thought I'd kill some time with hand job talk.
I'm guessing 320.
320? All right, let's see. We got a 25 pounds down. Wait, can you point the camera at the scale? There we go. Look at our remote camera. We can't even do this at the Kumia Studios.
First to activate it.
Get off.
Dear God, this is not an elephant scale. Error. Okay, he weighs error.
Wait.
You're hurting it. Just please.
You have to get a different kind of scale. I've seen this happen before.
Like you're weighing Trump.
That's just the scale's noise.
No.
It means it's too much.
Hold on. It's almost there.
320, 33.
Stop breathing.
Let's say like 327.
No, we need an exact measurement. Hold on.
That's why. Ballpark it.
This is crazy. Go again. Tap it.
Tap it.
Okay.
Now, like, put a little weight on it.
What's the max of the scale? Does it say?
There we go. Put some weight on it. Okay. Now step. Now step. Now don't move.
No, it's just.
God damn it.
I think it's, I don't know.
No, we can't guess. We need an exact amount. Cause
why we just got 323?
No.
I don't know the max of the scale. Like, sorry,
let's just say. Let's just look it up, maybe. Let's just say 330 or something like that. He was right about 325.
Can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Take your pants off.
Pants. Take my shoes off.
Take your shoes off. Because you might be just a few pounds over.
Ounces.
Dude, you have an hour to make weight. You have to make the scale.
Let me go take a shit.
It's going to be really funny because once he's about 22 pounds down, I'm just going to go to a sauna with him. 13
Please,
minutes later.
Everybody can't done. Wait to see that periscope, you guys.
Okay,
Please
let's see. Just his shoes.
The worst part about this is how hard it's going to be to get my shoes back on.
Step on it first so you get a zero. What? Up in the front. And get off.
Get off.
Let it get to zero and now get on it.
Now get on it. There we go. Hold on. Three. Stop moving. God damn it.
Wait.
Hold on. Three.
Why is it
333? I'll say 333.
335 is probably the max. So I just say that because he's at 335. Right?
So I'll say, well, how about 333? Because it felt like it was tipping up and down around there.
Okay, fair enough.
Zach's arteries.
By the way,
Zach's
going high is to your advantage here. I'm trying to go high so you can, you know.
Zach, go take a dump and then we should be okay.
Zach's arteries.
One dump away from making weight.
They clog and unclog as he just stands there. How is that happening? How are you becoming more dense?
Ugh, that was humiliating.
Yeah. Well,
how does it feel? Cathartic?
Why? No,
just
dude,
committed.
Look.
That I was too heavy for the scale?
Yeah,
that was
brutal. You're not the. I know.
What are you talking about, Dave?
Yeah, that's
you
hard.
You don't know.
Try to be nice, Lewis.
Sorry, we can't weigh you in people terms.
What's fucked up is he's going to lose 25 pounds and still be over 300 pounds. You need to get your shit together, Zach.
I told you, I started.
Dude, that's good. You just got to fucking... So you're on the real ass diet officially?
I'm just figuring it out as I go along.
A modified version.
I'm telling you, that's figuring it out as you go along isn't going to work. Yeah. You got to fucking have a thing you're doing.
Zach, if you do the real ass diet for 2 weeks, I promise you by the time we do Karen's sobriety episode, she's going to hit a new rock bottom by jerking you off on the show.
God.
Just 2 weeks of the real ass diet, you will lose.
That's going to be the episode that you play Karen's appearance on Legion of Skanks. This is going to be the humiliate Karen episode.
Like,
you have to jerk Zach off while you
watch.
Wait,
what if that's at the same time? Yeah.
Oh, that will be so awesome. If we're having a drunken make fun of Karen having a rock bottom party while she jerks you off in her new rock bottom, I think we open some sort of matrix. Or something.
It's terrifying. Yeah.
No, you can't do both of those to her. It's got to be one or the other.
Thank you, Dave.
Karen.
I'm sorry. She's
such a feminist.
She's
nice.
Yeah, unless I've you tried. Want the next episode to be called R.I.P. Karen.
That's brutal.
All right, you don't have to jerk him off on the show. You do have to jerk him off, though. You have to really stick by that.
Okay.
Fair.
All right.
Verbal contract.
Yeah. Spit or lube?
I don't care.
Dry
and angry.
Dry.
Dry and resentful. The way I like it.
It's diarrhea. Just wears her ass. So
that's going to be like, now read these roast jokes
oh
I wrote
God.
You.
It will make me watch the video of him beating me.
Okay.
Can't wait.
Yeah. What was more embarrassing for you, your rock bottom or losing to Zach at the stand?
Probably my rock bottom.
Yeah, that should be.
Thank you. Good question.
Yeah. All right. Let's get some real ass questions going.
Give me a fucking answer. Give me a fucking answer.
I'm asking you for the answer. It's a question.
Solid show so far today, guys. We're going to do a little bit of a shorter one today. I do apologize to the Real S fans that are used to us doing 90 minutes. We have to go to Legion of Skanks tonight, so I promise I'll never not give you the show. That's my new promise to you guys. Got some Real S questions from some Real S fans today. Here we go. Here it is, guys. Tyler Bosert wants to know, are there any other shows / podcasts being added to the Gas Digital Network in the near future? Any potential prospects as of now? And then Manny Sanchez added to that. If you can't say, at least give us some hints. Well, we can't say, right, Ralph?
Not yet. Not yet, for sure.
Yeah, we can't say anything yet. Now,
Howard Stern is making the move.
Well, I mean, look, we're in talks with a couple people that have existing shows already. And we've talked to a couple people that don't have shows that have been interested in doing shows. And I think that we offer them a pretty badass, unique solution to put together a show. And I think you guys, obviously, you've been watching this network come together over the past few weeks. And it's only gotten better week to week. So, yeah, if you guys are interested in any potential shows coming over to our network, let us know who you'd like to see us work with. You know, can we give you any hints? No.
You can
no
go hints. To gasdigitalnetwork.com to get t-shirts and support the network.
That's, yeah, you can actually do. I should have said that at the top of the show. I give Dave shit for not doing it at the top of his show.
It's okay. And I'm used to you being a hypocrite.
I'm an asshole. I really am. Guys, make sure you go to gasdigitalnetwork.com right now. Click on the merch button, which is right at the center of the page. Grab your Real S Podcast t-shirts, your Part of the Problem t-shirts, and your SDR show t-shirts, as well as hats and a bunch of other gear that you guys have. Super affordable, really high quality. It feels great. Also, take a minute right now to go to our iTunes page and leave us a 5-star review, some positive comments, tell your friends about the show. Do whatever you can do to help out the show. You know, if you can't buy a t-shirt, you can at least tell your friends about the show. That's what I say. All right. Next question, Steve Hartman wants to know, do you think that Condit lost that fight, or was it stupid judging? Watch it again. Not only did I watch it again, but I watched it on Reddit. Somebody posted a thing in the MMA section where they edited every strike of the fight that landed on both sides. They cut out the rounds. They blacked it out where you couldn't see the rounds at the bottom. Yeah. So you just saw who was hitting who. It was a pretty unique
interesting.
Thing to
that's
do.
That's not the same as rewatching a fight.
It's not, but I also rewatched the fight, okay. But I watched this as well. When you watch that, it becomes very, very apparent.
Condit looked better.
Condit was murdering
him. Yeah, I mean, well, yeah, but that's the thing is that it's a little misleading to watch a fight that way. Like, you got to take into account everything. I don't know. I haven't rewatched it, but I did think Condit had a really great shot of winning at the time. But Lawler did come out and take that last round, right? Is how I feel about GSP Hendricks, too. I thought Hendricks won, but it's like you let him come out and take that last round.
It's MMA, though. I mean, look, here's the deal, right? I think Condit won the fight when you just look at, like, who beat up who in the fight. And then also, I think Condit won the rounds. I got to watch
it. I got to rewatch it, so I can't really say. Because we were drinking, we're fucking watching it live. But it was a crazy close fight.
It was also pretty crazy. We all thought Condit won.
When we were watching it, yeah. I thought it was very close, but Condit had a great chance of winning it. But I wasn't, like, shocked that they gave it to Lawler.
Were there any talks of the Anthony Cumia Network picking up your shows or shows on the network prior to Gas Digital, or was a decision made with the intention of staying indie, quote-unquote? Great shows, by the way. Keep up the great work. I think me and Dave both very vocal about wanting to bring our shows over to Anthony Cumia Network. In fact, I think, Ralph, you even spoke to them briefly, or nothing officially.
Nothing official. There were some talks about it, but I think that for us it didn't make sense. But I know that if they offered us, we certainly would have considered it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just... Look,
at the time, like when we first signed with them, I really wanted to do that. But it's almost like the more like you kind of looked at it, it was like, oh yeah, it didn't really make sense on their end, and it didn't really make sense on our end. It didn't really make sense on their end to bring over our shows when we already have Legion of Skanks there. So we already pretty much have all of our following over there. So to just pay us more for extra content didn't really make sense. And for us to these shows that are like still growing to go behind a paywall didn't really make sense.
The other thing is, like, you don't realize, and me and Ralph are starting to realize this more as we run this network, it's like there's a lot more overhead in something like this than you think. In the beginning, you go like, oh, let's run a network. And then you realize like exactly how much things cost, like website hosting, streaming services, building out a studio, equipment. There's a lot of costs. And
I think it's true in business in general.
Yeah, right? When I think when, you know, for them to onboard a show the way Kumia does it, I mean, they have a studio in Midtown Manhattan. They have a ton of overhead. For them to onboard a show, it costs a lot of money to do it. So now that we do this, I have a better understanding as to, because in my opinion, at the time I was like, why wouldn't they just fucking bring over a Real Ass Podcast and part of the problem? It makes sense. We're all like, you know, over there anyway. But after kind of working on this end, it makes, I also understand why they're slowly bringing one show out at a time. You know, you can't launch, just the manpower to launch a show and bring archives over and just to put it all of tagging fucking episodes. Me and Ralph were talking about that today. The idea of we're changing hosting services. So bringing the 80 episodes that the SDR show has and just uploading them and tagging them is just painstaking work. That's going to take days and days and days and days. So it's a lot. So it didn't work out with us over there. The network, me and Ralph thought about for a while. Like, I mean, that's something we talked about a year and a half ago. We were talking about multiple projects, and that's something that we've always kind of been, well before we even signed with the Anthony Cumia Network, something that was kind of brewing, and I think inevitable.
Yeah, we had a plan actually because of my radio show. We were going to do a network even before Legion signed with Cumia. Mm-hmm. We were going to do a network together, but now it just took a 6-month hiatus, and now we're doing it.
Yes, it is. All right, let me see. Any more questions? Because we got another 5 minutes left on the show, which is cool. Here we go. Would you fight other listeners / fans / Gomites in the future on the podcast?
You're going to be the Kimbo Slice of podcasting.
Look, I don't mind. Here's the thing, right? I've had a lot of people, after I beat up my intern, Jew Thug Mike...
The offers have been pouring in.
They have. A lot of people have challenged me. It's actually surprising how many people have actually challenged me. They all want a piece of me. And just like Conor McGregor said, what I'll tell anybody who wants to come and try to have a hybrid MMA match, which is what I call my style. It's hybrid MMA. It's not just mixed martial arts.
So maybe you don't punch in the face. What is that?
Yeah.
It's don't punch in the face.
It's little brother wrestling meets MMA. That's what I do, okay?
It's like a hybrid between like MMA and a pillow fight.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's somewhere in the middle.
So if you want to fucking fight the rattlesnake, if you want to come at me, bro, okay?
Oh, you never come at a rattlesnake.
Get down on your fucking knee and beg me. Beg me to fight me.
Wow.
Okay?
Wow.
If you want a shot at the Puerto Rican, everyone wants a shot at me. Everyone wants what I have, which is the fucking recognition, which is the fans, the Gomites. It's the fucking money, the gold, the houses, the cars, the women. Right, Karen?
The lies.
Right.
Everyone wants.
You have so few of those things that you just listed.
So if you want.
You have a MetroCard pass. I think I swiped you in the last time you went on the train.
Dude, I've hopped so many turnstiles recently because I don't buy 30-day MetroCards anymore because I don't really need them. So at any time a train is coming.
How do you not need a 30-day MetroCard?
Because I don't think I spend that much on the trains.
You're in the
city. I found one on the ground.
Joey, that's right. You told me that.
Brand new.
This is what a trash bag Karen is.
Thank you.
She goes, she's like, I found a 30-day MetroCard on the ground.
Well, I'm just constantly checking stuff on the ground.
That's what I
so
said.
Eventually it pays off.
How do you know that it was a 30-day MetroCard unless you're picking garbage up off of a subway floor?
Listen to me.
Most of the time it's like a half-chewed apple, but every now and then you get yourself a pretty sweet MetroCard.
I woke up there. It was stuck to my face.
Still mine. Still Kansas mine. Well, I drop everything, so I'm fucking. I look and I'm like, "Oh, MetroCard, that's probably mine."
And you just found it, and then
yeah, now it is mine.
That's so great. It is. It's so expensive to
it's
get.
It's like finding like $60, however much.
It's more. It's 112.
I don't even know. I've never buy them.
It's 112.
That's the sound like someone who searches for a lot of MetroCards on the floor. Oh, you guys pay for them, whatever. Like, just look for 12, 15 hours.
I found
this
shopping cart worth of cans on the ground, and now I'm gonna go cash them in for money. I found like $12 worth of cans. It only took me 6 hours.
I found a $100 bill at the same subway place.
What? Subway, where is this? Subway
in
platform.
The depths, just, in the depths of Brooklyn. Near
someone
graveyard.
Stalking you and just dropping expensive shit around
well,
you.
Thank you. Shout out. Keep it up.
Yeah, no, but I don't buy MetroCards like Unlimiteds anymore. So when I run out of it, if a train comes, I will just hop the train. I don't hop it. Here's what I did. I haven't hopped turnstile in years, right? Because I got caught hopping turnstiles from cops years ago. So here's the move. If you take the turnstile and you pull it back towards you, it gives you enough room to walk through it, and then you literally just step through it. It looks like you go through it. It's out of fucking... I saw a homeless guy do it, and I was
like,
that's
good advice for three of the four of us.
You also can't fit through the turnstile. You have to find a booth. You have to find a guy with a booth so we can let you through the fucking gate for workers.
That's another inspiration for you, Zach. Get down to Lewis size and you can steal.
All right, hold on. Will you make out with Zach once he registers on the scale?
Whoa, what?
He's just going to register on the
make
scale.
Make out. Whoa. That's a lot more intimate than a hand job.
Zach doesn't want to make out with me.
He's just going to tug on my horrible dick.
My warty dick.
Have you ever jerked off a guy with... yes, you've given a hand job. Let's get real. Have you ever given a guy a hand job that had his dick pierced?
Oh, no, I guess not. Cool, can't wait.
Awesome.
You have your dick pierced? What part of your dick's pierced?
The
like
tip
the head?
Of it?
Yeah, I have a Prince Albert.
Sure,
Prince
Dave.
Albert.
What, Dave?
No, I don't
know. Dave doesn't need to
say it. You don't want
to
say it?
No, really.
No.
Dave. What? Ralph, you want to say it?
I have to call my dad.
Ralph, well, that's a weird time to signal to us. I said, Dave, do you want
to
see it? And Ralph in the
like
corner just went, excuse me.
I have to call my dad.
Dude, I have to call my dad. He loves Prince Albert.
Prince Albert reminds me of my dad. That's all it is.
All right, let's. I'm going to wrap here. Is that okay? Do you want to wrap or do you want to make the phone call and then wrap? Yeah, I'll just wrap. We'll do plugs and we'll wrap. All right, Dave Smith, anything coming up, my friend?
When is this coming out? This
will be out Friday.
Friday. Okay, so tomorrow, Saturday, I'll be on the Greg Gutfeld show on Fox News at 10 p.m. And
my
I got
stomping ground.
Your new stomping ground, Fox News. I'm excited. I think you're going to enjoy doing that show. When's your date? What's
the 29th
right?
of January.
29th of January, Red Eye. Okay, yeah, and I have a couple more. I got a couple more Red Eyes this month, and I'll be on Kennedy again. I think all my dates are at legionofskanks.com. You can find them up there. And yeah, check out Part of the Problem. Now, twice a week, Mondays and Fridays at 6 p.m., right here on the brand new Gas Digital
Network. Oh, and this will be, just so you know, all of our shows are going to be, for the time being, under the Gas Digital YouTube page. They'll be stored on our personal YouTube pages, like they are now, but they'll be streamed live at one place where you can go to gasdigital.com.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Yeah, it'll just
that's much easier.
Nice and easy. You're
hitting the camera,
everyone.
Buddy.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, okay, so go to watch them live at 6 p.m., go to Gas, what is that, YouTube?
Gas
slash...
Digital, just go to GasDigitalNetwork.com, click on the button to watch live.
Beautiful. All right, so that's it, I'm done.
Karen, anything to plug?
All my dates are on the Legion of Skanks.
Zach.
Check it out.
On the 25th, I'm doing a storyteller show in Queens. Next week, I'll remember where it is. And I believe I'm doing the next naked show at the Creek.
Yeah.
So. Ooh, fun times.
Keep an eye out for the kid.
Also, guys, you can check me out, GomezComedy.com. Gomez Comedy on Instagram. Ralph, you could hit that outro music. What else? Oh, yeah. The 10th, this Sunday night, I'm headlining comics at Mohegan Sun. So come and check me out. My boy, Mike Feeney. Lots of other stuff coming up. I'll be down in Miami. You know, I don't know if I got a gig, Ralph, but I did have a venue hit me up for the Sunday, so we might have a gig down there. We might do a live podcast, some live comedy, good stuff. Either way, thanks so much for listening to The Real Ass Podcast. Check out all the other shows on the Gas Digital Network, because this is the fucking future. Check you next week. Peace.
Is anyone else doing that, or is it just...
Fuck you! That's all, folks.